Meet me at the hospital as soon as you can. The answering machine clicked off, and I felt as if the world had been tilted on its axis. This couldn't possibly be happening to me. How could my father have a stroke? He was my strong daddy who took care of everything. He protected us. He was my buddy. I found out later that my mother had gone home early from work and discovered my father in bed. She spent the afternoon trying to convince him to go to the hospital, but wasn't successful until later in the day. She was frustrated when she couldn't reach me, and I felt so incredibly guilty when I found out she'd needed my help. I wished I could rewind time in order to go home and help her take care of my father, but I couldn't. And from that point on, everything changed. My father walked into the hospital the day of his stroke, but he didn't walk out. The stroke was massive, leaving his right side paralyzed and his words slurred. He had to relearn how to walk, and he had to take speech therapy. We were devastated by the instant change in him. He'd been a strong, intelligent man, and overnight, he was reduced to someone who had to learn how to tie his shoes with only one hand. Not only that, but the essence of my father changed that day. Gone was my buddy, replaced by someone I didn't know. At the emergency room, he was agitated. He glared up at my mother, venom dripping from his voice as he accused her. "You brought me here." He had no concept of what had happened and why he was there. It broke my heart. That night, I called my brother in New Jersey, crying as I shared the news. I felt as if my life was falling apart and nothing would ever be the same for our family. Even retired, my father was the head of our family. He was our leader. Now he was handicapped and confused, unable to do anything without assistance. The new direction of our lives hit home the very next day. That morning, I was inducted into the National Honor Society. I was so proud, but I longed to have my father at the special event. After all, I was the first in my immediate family to attend college, and I had worked hard enough to earn this distinction. Instead of enjoying this honor, however, I worried about him and wondered about the long-term impacts on his health. I sensed my life and my mother's life had been changed forever by my father's massive stroke.